Blog Talk Radio.
There's power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is the perfect love story. The perfect love story. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how he bled and died on the cross, on a hill called Golgotha, for you and for I. And we just want to praise God today, for without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sins. Glory be to God. So we take this time to honor our dear, precious Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we thank Jesus Christ for dying for us and going to the cross for you and I, that you and I might have the right to the tree of life. And our scripture is coming from the book of St. John, the third chapter. The book of St. John in the third chapter and the 16th verse. A very familiar scripture to us, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now looking to you, God. We say thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have went to Calvary, shed your blood for us that we might live again. And so, Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. It belongs to you, and you are our everything, and we say thank you. So, Lord, we not only want to thank you for what you did, we want to honor you on today, and we know that you are the perfect love story. You are our first love. Help us to remember from whence we come, and that we return back to you, our first love, and that you said in your word, Lord Jesus, that you was married to the backslider. So we ask, Father God, that any backsliders that are listening and that will tune in to listen to this episode will come home and will come back unto you, their first love, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And praise God, praise God. Today has just been a wonderful day in the Lord. It's been a blessing to just see another day. And this is another day journey that we have made that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because Jesus lives, and because he lives, you and I can live as well. Amen. He said that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a mighty good God. Not just, he even not told us what we would have only, he said he would give us life more abundantly. He said he came that we may have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. But he also said if we believe on him, then he said we should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting, my God, what a mighty God we serve. Everlasting life, a never-ending love story. This is what we're talking about today. Jesus is our perfect example. He is our living epistle, read of all men. He loved us so much. He loved us so much. He sent his only son, for you and I to die on the cross, be nailed to a cross, to be bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Glory be to God. You know, they hung him high. They stretched him. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. And for you and me, he died. And that's love. Amen. Love. There's no greater love, no greater love than the love of our Father of light. And he is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the great I am. He is our Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. He's our Shalom, our peace, our Jehovah Nisi, our healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is the lily, the rose of Sharon, and he is the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. Amen. He is sweet, I know. He is sweet, I know. And the rose, a rose, he's the rose of Sharon. You know, there's, I never knew that there's roses that didn't have fragrance. I thought all roses had fragrance, but some roses don't have fragrance. But he is the rose of Sharon. He is the sweet-smelling savior. Amen. And to God be the glory. He said he is the lily of the valley. When you down and in the down low, he'll pick you up. He'll pick you up, and he'll open you up, and he'll spread your wings because you are under him, under the shadow of the Almighty. And that's what we talked about last week. Excuse me. Being in the secret place of the Most High God, him, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He has got your back, and he has covered us. He's covered us with his wings and his love. What a love affair. Hallelujah. If you want to have an affair, have a love affair, have a love affair with Christ Jesus. Amen. I recall listening to Elder Michael Dixon of True Holiness Temple years ago. He would always say, when you are in a relationship with the Lord, have a personal relationship, you make love to Jesus. Amen. And so this is where you get into you have to have a relationship with him to be able to make love to the Lord. And so Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. So many love songs that I can refer that in the world, that those songs only exemplify the real true love, and that's the love of Christ. Because can't nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. It's a song that says, I can't find nobody. I can't find nobody. Because there's nobody that can do you like the Lord. Amen. He is such a wonder to me and my soul. He is so sweet. He is everything, everything to me. And I just thank and praise God on today. Elder Triplett and I, we were able to fellowship this afternoon with Celia and Willie, man and woman of God, Celia and Willie Williams, out of Starkville, but in their place of business, Punsey's place, this afternoon, and fellowship and break bread. And it was such a wonderful time in the Lord, and a resurrection dinner, soul food, Punsey's place in Sturgis, Mississippi. And I encourage you, if you're ever in Sturgis near Ackerman, Mississippi, or you're near Louisville, Mississippi, or Starkville, visit Punsey Place, 2753 West Highway 12, right there on the corner, 2753 West Highway 12. Wonderful place, wonderful people, fellowship, men and women of God, love the Lord and running for the Lord. Amen, and a blessing to that community and where, to people wherever they go. Wonderful people of God. And so it's good. The Bible says, oh, how sweet and how pleasant it is when brethren can dwell together in what? Unity. Amen. So it's very pleasant to be able to enjoy the fellowship of your brothers and sisters, and you can dwell together in unity. Amen. The Bible says, eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us. He says, everything is vanity, the Bible tells us, and Ecclesiastes, everything is vanity. He said, but eat, drink, and be merry. And so we ate with them, we drank with them, we was merry with them today. And so this is what Jesus said he came for, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And then as we enjoy this life on this side of the earth, he's going to allow us to spend eternity with him in the new heaven and the new earth. Amen. With the streets paved of gold, because he will give us what? Everlasting life. Everlasting. Never ending. Now, if no greater love that will love you and not only love you, but that will allow you to spend eternity, everlasting life, everlasting, never ending. This is a never ending love story, the perfect love story. Jesus is the perfect love story. Love, love, love. God is love. Amen. The Bible tells us God is love. And the Bible tells us when you love someone, you ought to show some signs. Amen? Amen. So Jesus, his faith without, because the Bible tells us faith without works is dead. So Jesus, he had, you know, the faith in Christ, in God the Father, but he also did the work by coming down here and going on a hill called Golgotha and going to Calvary, getting pierced in the side. Nails in his feet, driven in his hands, crown of thorns on his head, spit in his face. He showed so much. He went through so much because he loved us. It's no greater love. This is the perfect love story. You know, when you go and you want to the cinema and you do a search to find out what the new movie's coming out, and you say, well, what type of, what genre, what kind of movie were you want to watch? You want to watch a romance or, you know? This is the perfect love story. This is not a movie. This is reality. This is real. Jesus is real in my soul. And he can be real in your soul. He can make you whole from the inside out. He can clean you up. He can place your feet on solid ground. He'll turn you around and turn everything that's around in your life that is broken. He'll fix it. He'll fix it for you. Jesus is the perfect love story. No greater love. And, you know, when you, a woman, enjoys receiving flowers, roses, when she, you know, courting or by her husband, her mate, she enjoys receiving those beautiful roses. Well, that's who he is. He is the rose of Sharon. Jesus is the rose. He is the rose. And when you are walking with him, you're walking with that rose, the rose of sharing. He says, lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world. See, in romance, romance can come and go. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. That's love. That's love. Have you ever been stood up on a date? You was waiting and wanting to know, where is my date? Because your date stood you up. You didn't know where they were. They didn't call. Then they waited and called late that night or the next morning. They stood you up. And they forsook you, and they left you right where you were. That's not love. Love is an action. And Jesus, he didn't go around and say, I love you, 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 I love you. He showed himself. He showed his love. He demonstrated his love by dying on the cross for us, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly and have everlasting life. That's love. That's real love. True love. I mean, that's agape love, an unconditional love that never fails, that never ends. Amen? Taste and see that the Lord is good. And, you know, we get chocolates from, you know, our mates for different occasions, things that are sweet. But he is sweet. He is sweet. Sweeter, what? He is sweeter than the honeycomb. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, he's sweet. You got a sweet tooth? Try Jesus. He's sweet. He is so sweet. And he is sweet, I know. And that songwriter said, he is sweet, I know. He is sweet, I know. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. What a mighty good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God's way is perfect. Perfect. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Only whole in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. He is the perfect love story. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. It's all about the love of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Delight yourself in him. Amen. And he'll do what? Give you the desires of your heart, because he is our perfect love story. Amen. He is so wonderful. Wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. What a mighty God. The perfect love story. The perfect love story. So when we're showing out with our mate, our spouse, and we want people to see us and know that we're together or we're in love, show off Jesus. Show off who your first love is. Jesus told us in his word, he said, you left your first love. In Revelation, you left your first love. He said, I am the way. Amen. The truth and the life. He said, no man come unto me except by the Father. So we must remember from whence cometh our help. Our help, it cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. The perfect love story. Falling in love with Jesus. Court him. Get to know him. And then decide to make him your husband. He tells us, he said, I'm your husband. In Isaiah, what, 55? Let's go there. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. And it's the 55th chapter, I'm sorry. Isaiah 55. And let's go, Isaiah 55. Okay. It's Isaiah 55. Let's see here. Or maybe Isaiah 50. Let me find it here. Isaiah 50. Or let's see here. The perfect love story. The perfect love story. Amen. Praise God. The perfect love story. Okay, it's Isaiah, the 54th chapter. And let's read it. Let's go with me. Go with me to Isaiah, the 54th chapter. Isaiah 54. And it says, Isaiah 54 and 5, the fifth verse. Read it with me. Isaiah 54 and verse 5. For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Amen. Isaiah 54 and the fifth verse. Let's read it one more time. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. How many of you know that your Redeemer lives? Do you know that? I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. Jesus is the perfect love story. He is everything to me. He is everything I need him to be, and he is everything I'll ever want. because he is the great I am. He says, I am my God. It's nobody better. It's nobody ever that can take the place of Jesus Christ. And so if you are lonely, if you are lacking a mate, you're looking for love, and you may be looking for love in all the wrong places, Jesus is the perfect love story. I invite you to have an affair with Jesus Christ, the great I am. Fall in love with him. He will become everything and be everything that you need him to be. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. He has set me free. He has been everything I need him to be. He is the great I am. Call upon him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, lo, hallelujah. He says, I'm with you even to the end of the world. Don't ever forget the love of Jesus Christ, the love that gives you peace, that gives you peace that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable and full of glory, and life more abundantly. Only if only you believe, he said, I'll even give you everlasting life. Oh, what a mighty great God we serve. That's love. That's love. That's love. Fall in love with Jesus today. Give him your life. Let Father God say, cry out to the Lord. Father, say, Father, I stretch my hand to you. I'm looking for you. And I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, that you sent your only Son to die on the cross for you and me. I mean, you died on the cross for my sin. And I believe that you died for me and rose again with all power. And so I give my life to you. Lead me and guide me in the way that I should go. And then be baptized. Go and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, receiving that salvation, because there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. He said you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. So you must go down. You must serve him in deed, word, and in deed. And you must go down in his name. After you confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart, you must be born again. And you must be baptized in Jesus' name. The perfect love. Give Jesus your life. Jesus Christ, he is the great I am. The perfect love story. Fall in love with him today and delight yourself in him. And he'll give you the desires of your heart. God bless you. Jesus saves. And thank you for listening on today. Tune in. Be sure to tune in next week to another episode of Ministering God's Way.